If I may.
Yes.
Hello.
Here they are. If I may. Elliot, Jake, or Elliot, Sean, Jake, and Dagger looking from right to left.
Wait now.
All right, welcome, guys.
And now let's do that again where you say, if I may, and they go, bam, bam.
If I may.
Yes, that's the way to start the show.
That's a all right.
Let me start out here, Sean. If I may, would you tell me what the name? How you came up with your name?
I knew that was going to be your first.
I had to get it out of the way.
So all of us together, man, we used to be called Flat Ginger Ale, and that left a bad taste in people's.
Yeah, mouths. I suppose.
No pun intended.
So we were all sitting around and we were brainstorming ideas. And Elliot could not get a word in. Nobody let him speak. And finally he goes, if I may. And he had another idea. We're all like, if I may, that's it.
That'll do.
Perfect. That works well for me. That's what I thought maybe it was. But you've got the word in the middle is I, E-Y-E. That's even more clever because you can have that eyeball.
That's the artsy side. That's the artsy side.
Yeah, and the logo.
Sort of right brain, left brain sort of thing.
Yeah, it's okay. Very slick. I must say, I'm looking at you guys online right here at ifimay.wibbly.com. And you guys look like a million-dollar band here online.
It's not worth it yet.
No, really slick production, great brand, great look, like the eye even. You got a logo.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I'm all over these guys.
And you've now got a good connection with Cook County because, Sean, your parents have a place on Caribou Lake.
Yeah, they've had this place for a long time.
Oh, really?
And I've been coming up here since I think I was like 7 or 8.
Oh.
So I love it up here, and I've been listening to WTIP for a long time, so this is absolutely awesome.
Yeah. Great. Okay. And you're making a world premiere, a Roadhouse feature.
World premiere. First appearance. Radio Live.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
You got to get right to
Let's have a tune.
Yeah.
What do you want to play?
This one is called What I'm Looking For.
What key is it in, man? I forgot which key.
C.
All right, here we go.
For help, only to find that my feet have lost the floor. I lost the floor. Is that your heart on your sleeve? Bleeding bad, but you don't seem to care. That everyone can see the reason why you seem to keep it there. I keep it there. And you know, I can't show what I'm looking for. The devil works for free. My body's moving and my mind can't take much more. Play in reverse to see that something happens when the kill becomes a chore. Becomes a chore. And you know, I can't show what I'm looking for. On your teeth, my tears are falling, but they're sinking in the sand. And I forgot how to breathe. I try to sleep, but I don't think I can. I don't think I can. And then you know I can't show. And you know I can't show what I'm looking for.
It sounds great, guys.
Spicy. That's spicy.
That was Sean on the lead vocals there, and Elliot with that deep bass start to
That's me, tune. Yeah.
How long you guys been playing together, Elliot?
Well, we started the band back in high school, and most of us have been working through college and been in the meantime, and we've been trying to play together the whole time. So we counted up at like 8 years.
Oh, really?
With each other, and we've been gigging as much as we can in that time and writing songs and just having a really good time about it. We found Dagger just a while ago. He sort of completed the puzzle.
Dagger is a percussionist, I believe, right?
That's correct.
The coolest name.
Yeah,
I've ever
he doesn't have his heard. Kit with him.
I can't sing and I can't play guitar.
Yeah, but with a name like Dagger, man, you got it made.
Well, thank you. I feel like I got it made.
Is it just a one-word name, like Madonna?
You got to be careful. He could go off on his own, you know, with a name like that.
That's what we're worried about.
The coolest part when we met him, he was like, I have one tattoo. And we were like, let me see it.
Guess what it is.
Guess what it is.
Not a dagger.
18 years old.
Is this a dagger I see before me?
Well, we've all been young. You guys are still pretty young.
Who wrote that last tune? Is that yours or
Sean?
It's supposed to be Sean over here. Yeah,
nice.
Wow.
He's about a past relationship, actually.
Oh, most songs are.
I feel like most of them are, but that one was recent. So, yeah.
What I'm looking for. All right. Let's have another tune, and then we'll chat a little bit more.
This one will be a little softer, maybe. We'll see.
This one's called Anywhere But Here.
Cocaine in my boots and I was leaving. Bags are packed and I'm down to hit the road. You're just sweating out the fever. Bags are packed and I'm never going home. Papa always told me be a free man. That's the key to keep from getting old. Nothing left to hold that's meant for keeping. Bags are packed and I'm never going home. To the next town, the strength takes me. 'Cause anywhere but here will do for now. Iron wheels and steel will not forsake me. 'Cause anywhere but here will do for now. Anywhere but here will do for now. Benefit of the doubt. There's only one thing left I can believe in. It's trusting my two hands to get me out. Heading to the next town this train takes me. 'Cause anywhere but here will do for now. Iron wheels and take me. Anywhere but here will do for now. Headed to the next town this train takes me. Anywhere but here will do for now. Iron wheels and steel will not forsake me. Anywhere but here will do for now. Anywhere but here will do for now.
If I May, that was If I May, with their own tune, I bet, Anywhere But Here.
That correct. Was.
If that was Sean, write that again.
We wrote that as collaborative.
Wrote
but,
that together.
But again, about the past relationship.
Oh.
About the past relationship.
Well, that's a
what
good song.
If you didn't have past relationships?
We have a pattern
be,
here.
There'd be no songwriting.
It's an endless well. Creative.
If there wasn't heartbreak in the world, there'd be zero songs.
Yeah, that's true.
We'd be flipping burgers.
And all my relationships are good, so I can't write songs.
Yeah, that was Dagger. Yeah, he's in good shape.
He's a drummer. He's a lucky guy. Hey, if I May say so, that was pretty good. You got into the mood. You see, I took the lights down a little.
Hope
you did dim it. I like that.
I appreciate it.
I hope you did that at home.
Yeah, I hope the photo turned out. It looks pretty good. I took a photo of the guys for our website. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And we got, like, press in the house,
we do
too.
Have
like,
press in the house, yeah.
If I May brought the press corps. I don't know if we're on Snap
that's Jane
right
over
now.
There.
Is this being Jane. Streamed live?
Jane is not only our press, or pretending to be, she's also part of a band called Johnny Yuma.
All right.
Oh, really? Yeah.
She is a drummer.
Ah.
Wow. Jane.
Tickles the skins.
Media relations.
We call her Jane Damage.
That's sweet, you guys. You guys play sweet songs. Sort of brings me back to Minneapolis. You know, I spent some of the 90s down there listening to some of those great bands, you know, Semisonic and
Amen.
Soul Asylum.
Yep.
Right? You guys kind of coming up on that coattail?
We're
what's
trying
the,
to.
What's the scene like?
The scene right now is amazing.
Yeah.
I feel like we can get gigs all the time, which is fantastic. We've met tons of great people, tons of great bands. I mean, I feel like you any night.
Minneapolis is hungry for music always.
Yeah.
So.
Any night you can leave your house and find some live music.
And you guys really? Get good gigs, right? I think Dick mentioned 7th Street and Fine Line.
Oh, yeah. We played 7th
yeah.
Street.
Yeah. Tell it's us right some downtown. Of the places you've been playing.
We've been playing Fine Line, 7th Street. We've got The Poor House, which is great. That's coming up on March 25th.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And then Parkway Theater.
Oh.
Yeah, we're playing
that's
there.
That's going to be new to us.
On St. Patrick's Day.
Really excited for that one.
Really pumped for that one.
That's my old neighborhood, Dave.
Yeah. You might go check them out now. Yeah. That you're
but it was a theater when it was a movie theater when I...
Oh, come on down.
That's what we've heard. We've
put
heard
you on the list.
It was a movie theater, and we were just like, oh, and I guess we're playing music now. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Wow, that would be a big room. Big sound, yeah. Though. You guys, acoustic tonight, usually play with amps, though? You got a wild
usually
side?
Electric, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's a roadhouse. We got to tone it down for Dave. But let's keep rocking. Let's keep rolling.
Definitely.
We're going to play one now called The Duchess Cries.
We actually just recorded an EP, Columbus, Ohio, and this will be a part of that EP.
That's the name of the EP, Columbus, Ohio?
Well, that's where we got
that's
it.
That's where we, I mean, now that we're thinking about it, that's not too bad of
not
me,
a bad. But,
might have to talk to Columbus first, but yeah. Yeah, this song's called Duchess Cries.
Stars at midnight, murder in her eyes. You can't run from nowhere, darling, only in disguise. And take a hold of my shaky hand, girl, it'll be alright. Cause wasted time is easy to do when you're standing in the light. Later on the back porch, there's a warm surprise. The Duchess cries, oh, the Duchess cries. The Duchess cries, oh, the Duchess cries. First thing she told me, no, that's the old me, then I'll put up a fight. I killed a man with bloody hands and I kindly took my Cause later in the darkness, the Duchess cried. Oh, the Duchess cries. The Duchess cries. Oh, the Duchess cries.
Here we go.
Hold me, don't hold me. Take me through the night. Show me, don't show me. Just why the Duchess cries. The Duchess cries. The Duchess cries. The Duchess cries. Oh, the Duchess cries. Sweaty palm in the glow of headlight, coming from behind. She took my arm and she sweetly said, boy, this is do or die. Later on the back porch, there's a warm surprise. Cause later in the dark there, the Duchess cries. Oh, the Duchess cries. Duchess cries. Oh, the Duchess cries.
Ooh. That's the If I may, right here in the Roadhouse studio, live.
Thank you, Roadhouse.
Yeah,
good. The Duchess cries. Was that the name of that one?
Correct.
That's it. Yeah.
Who wrote that? Did you?
That was okay. Well, they're pointing at me, but
that was Elliot.
Collaboration. Yeah.
Collaboration, okay.
Someone usually starts writing a song and we kind of collab towards the end.
Yeah. So. Mostly on the lyrics or like how to make it catchier or like I've got this idea. How can we make this come through?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of those where we polished it up together.
That's pretty cool. That the image of in the darkness, the Duchess cries. Yeah.
So right before that track, you guys alluded to a new album, a Columbus, Ohio produced album. And I'm now finding out that you worked with an amazing national producer. On this?
How are you finding out?
Trolling, I think, is... Yeah. And actually, I'm on your Kickstarter page. You guys got something going on
That's
here.
How we got it to happen, actually. We did a Kickstarter. Fans, family, everyone kind of pitched in and got us there. So
fan endorsed.
Absolutely. So we thank them every day.
We thank them every day of our lives for that. We have an album out. Before that, we recorded that live at IPR Studios in Minneapolis,
okay,
which was great. We worked with a friend, but all of it was live. It was one day, 12 hours in the studio, kind of crazy. Huh. So we went down, after we got this Kickstarter, after our fans did everything for us, we went down to Columbus and recorded a radio-ready EP.
Huh. We were there for about six days, yeah.
Six days, six new songs.
Still not sick of each other.
It was a song a day.
Speak for yourself.
Are they all your songs?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, really good.
Nice. Great. And this could be it. Like, this is the breakout band, If I May.
That's what we're going for.
If I May,
and
yeah.
We got them on the Roadhouse.
We got them on the Roadhouse.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Only the best for the Roadhouse premiere.
And in the studio, we have If I May. That's Elliot, Sean, Jake, and Dagger. Who want to get connected with Cook County a little bit, as well as the Twin Cities area? You guys ought to apply for the radio waves.
Radio waves, right? You heard of this?
No, I haven't.
Oh, we'll get you the app. I think we're now accepting applications. Good segue there, Dick. It's September Music Festival here. We do 10th annual. Radio Waves, it's called.
You got to check it out. It's a really cool
outdoor festival. Music festival.
This
Actually,
is really
I've
exciting.
Totally been to this.
September.
I've totally been to this.
Yeah. Well, you'll be, amazing. You could be a part of it,
yeah.
too. So get your apps in. I'll give a little reference if you need it.
Mention
the Roadhouse.
Definitely.
But keep rocking, man. We only got time for like two more tracks, maybe three.
I think we got two prepared for you.
Rock on.
This next song is called My Bible, and it will also be on the new EP.
Got a stateside headache. I'm sick of my scars tonight. Got a secondhand wedding ring. Gonna give it to the one that's right. Gonna write you a letter. Gonna write it by the pale moonlight. It's gonna make things better. Better than I thought they might. And I want you to know that you are my angel. But you gotta go to heaven before you get through hell. You get through hell. without chart and a feather. All I need is to find my light. Keep an eye on that weather vane. Gotta hope it don't snow tonight. Someone take me to a river. Someone take me to a cold, cool place. Hey, I'm not taking what I'm giving. No, I'ma spit it back in their face. And I want you to know that you are my angel. But you gotta go to heaven before you get through hell. You get through hell. A shiver, I'ma ride it on the waves of the wind. I can't take another winter. No, heaven's only gonna let me in. And I want you to know that you are my Bible. But you gotta go to heaven before you get through hell. You get through hell. And I want you to know that you are my Bible. But you gotta go to heaven before you get through hell. You get through hell.
Yeah. Great tune. Great
I have
tune.
Totally heard that song.
No way.
Have you released this yet?
No.
We might have had it on a few videos.
Yeah, we might have posted some open mics.
Why have I heard this song? Has it been picked up by like The Current or anybody that you know of? No. I swear to God, I know this
if
song.
It has.
If, let us know if it
let us know.
I love that song.
Love to hear
on
that.
On my Bible, you know? That was If I May. And
that was
kind of a positive relationship. Song was it not, or did I misunderstand? Yeah.
It's in hope of a pop.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, so that's before the breakup.
Yeah. Things are smooth sailing. Yeah, yeah. All good.
And that was Jake playing that little guitar solo, that the tricky little guitar. Yeah, that was sweet.
Thank you.
That was nice. How hard is it getting into the Minneapolis music scene? Like, you guys sounds like you're in it.
Well, it seems like that. It feels like a lot. We're kind of like floating on the surface, uh-huh. Trying to just ask, waiting for someone to like say yes, you know?
Yeah.
We always thought we could use a manager, but we're doing our best to sort of ask around as many places as we can, use our connections, and, you know, rock hard whenever we show up.
Back in high school, we got a break. At the 400 bar before it closed down, the owner loved us. I don't know why he loved us, because we were underage and we didn't bring a whole lot of overage people to our shows. But like, he loved us. So he let us play for every band. Sometimes there'd be big bands coming in and he'd be like, you guys are headlining. And we're like, why would you let us do that?
We'll do it.
We'll do it. But so that was definitely a big break, and he helped us a lot.
That's great. Where did he move to after the bark? After the 400?
That's the question.
You don't need to get him found him again.
Into the wind.
He got away from it all. Well, that's the Roadhouse theme, and we just got time for one last song. It's, and I kind of asked you guys early for this as a going away present for Dick. If you got any sort of farewell, like end of the show.
Well, they got a tune all prepared.
I know.
Let's let them do their
tune. This is a positive song. It is written about a girl, but I mean,
that's okay.
We're going to dedicate this one to Dick and we'll see how it goes, you know?
Yeah.
Just think of it as him riding off in the rising sun.
Riding off into the sun, because after all, this one is called Rising Sun.
Also on the new EP. 1, 2, 3, 4.
your face in the rising sun, and I can't tell if you're smiling or you're done. The look you give paralyzes me, opens my eyes so I can see. I see you there, and I feel your stare.
Thank you very much. That's If I May, playing a send-off song for me. And I heard a line in there. I heard a line in there. I can't tell if you're smiling or if you're done. And I'm smiling and I'm done. So
now we
thanks
know.
A lot.
Now we know what Two the birds, song one is stone. About.
Well, we really enjoyed having you guys here. Great sound. You got a great sound and some really nice tunes that you've put together.
And thank you so much.
Hope you get a chance to play up here some more.
Me too.
At some of the venues. And I'm sure you will, actually. So our local entrepreneurs will listen to the, mm-hmm. if they haven't heard it tonight, they'll listen to it.
This is going to go viral. But
there you go.
You kidding me?
We'll premiere. If we can go viral in Cook County, then we've done it.
Yeah,
we're done.
We've made it.
I just see it happening. You know, you can't predict these things, but with the combination of Dick's last show.
There you go.
You guys' first show.
Thank you, Dick.
I'd like to call this Dick's first show. I think this is a new beginning for Dick.
That's profound.
Right. Well, we've had a lot of musicians in here, and you guys are right up there with them. So
thank you so much.
Really nice.
Thank you very much.
Absolute pleasure.
Thank you, guys.